Welcome to the Art of Slowing Down to Quantum Leap podcast that I created especially for conscious introvert entrepreneurs. And if you desire to grow and quantum scale without the hustle and are ready to discover the missing pieces to effortlessly running a solo-aligned business, then this is for you. And I'm your host, Annalena Fuchs, a human design and energetic alignment coach. And my mission with this podcast is to provide you with a shortcut to your most aligned path to success and financial freedom using a powerful combination of human design, science, and spirituality. And I myself have shifted from working 9 to 5 to now enjoying the freedom of creating things on my own terms. And I want to help you do the same. Welcome to the Art of Slowing Down podcast. It's Annalena here. I'm always really delighted to be here with you. And today I have a beautiful guest with me. Her name is Jennifer Schluter. And I want to give you a warm welcome before I introduce you all formally.
Thank you so much, Annalena. Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Yes. And just so you guys know, we could do a German one, but I know you guys speak English. So we're going to stick with speaking English because we're both originally from Germany. And so Jennifer ditched her 9 to 5 as a managing editor of 22 newspapers after her first hypnosis session to travel the world. She then got certified in hypnosis herself and has developed her own intuitive spiritual hypnosis methods, which she now also teaches. And her clients seek her out to love more their lives, themselves, and others. Off duty, you will find Jenny on dance floors, savoring vegetarian delights, crafting jewelry, writing, and exploring new countries. As an inspiring PhD student at the University of Metaphysics, she's bridging the worlds of magic and physical form. Ooh, this sounds really fascinating. How does it?
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah. How does it sound to hear your own bio?
It sounds quite cool, actually, because I'm like, oh, wow, I've done all of this.
Right? I've had this.
You forget, you know?
Yeah, I've had this so many times. Like, wow, this is me? Because we always, what's next? What have I not accomplished? And then we don't even see all the amazing things that we have already done. So how's your PhD? How's that going?
It's so right now I'm in the process of writing the master thesis, and I'm going to write it all about self-trust and how we accomplish self-trust, and as well how academia sees self-trust and how metaphysics sees self-trust. So I think I'm going to have some very interesting things. And then once I'm done with that, the PhD is going to be about bridging or helping cancer patients with hypnosis. There's lots of studies being done on anxiety in cancer and how it helps reduce anxiety, but there's no studies really that I've found so far that actually look at, oh, does it decrease tumor size? Does it actually increase the white blood cell count to support the immune system? So that's what I'm going to be doing. And it's super exciting. I'm going to start with my first person this week, and it's super exciting.
Oh, wow. That sounds really fascinating. Because talking about human design is all about self-trust, right? It's this beautiful thing to help us realize, hey, trust yourself.
Yeah, it's all about the tools that we have on the outside that come together, but we still need to bring the trust from the inside.
Yeah, of course. No, absolutely. And just so you guys know, Jennifer is also a manifesting generator, 3-5. So you're going to get a lot of Manigen energy here on today's podcast episode. So what we want to talk about, because we had a reading, right, in December. And then towards the end of the reading, we started to talk and talk and talk. And we're like, oh, because we realized that we're both really interested in this money conversation, and we have very similar viewpoints of how we see money, and especially what's going on in the personal development space, what we see in coaching. And so let's open up this conversation, maybe a little bit of like, where have we been and where do we see that this is going?
Yeah, so I feel like that right now It's all about bigger, 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 more, 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 millions, trillions, billions, whatever it is, right? Like just more, more, more. And it creates this huge gap, I feel like. And especially for me, I travel a lot around, third world countries where people don't, can't, they can't even think about going outside the box. They need to think about food, about electricity, about water. And privileged people who can, like you're privileged when you have a home, when you have food, whatever. If you don't have to think about that, if you can invest in coaching, you're privileged. It's a privilege to invest in coaching. And I think it creates a huge gap between people who are not so privileged and people who do have privileges. I mean, we work for everything at the end of the day, and we make our reality happen. But at the same time, if you don't have access to resources like the internet on a daily basis, you it's hard for you. It's way harder for you to make it happen.
Yeah, I find the same. So when I started my coaching journey, I thought that it's all about the high tickets, right? That's what I have to invest in. That's what I have to charge to be successful. That's kind of the only way. And that didn't work for me. Like, it was a big awakening moment for myself. And I always had this desire. And in the beginning, I thought it's my limiting beliefs, right? But I felt what I have to offer is so life-changing, right? It has helped me so much. And I want to make this accessible for people. Not everybody can afford to just, oh, here's 8K or 5K, right? For some people, it's not even a question, right? It's like, I cannot even think about it. Like you say, like, I have to think about paying my rent. I have to, well, I want to maybe take my kids on a vacation this summer. That's more important than telling myself or having somebody tell me, like, I need to overcome a limiting thinking. Because I really started to realize that a lot of what's going on in the coaching space is conditioning. That tell you have blocks so they can sell their programs. What the heck?
Exactly. And when you look at the marketing that has happened in the past, now it's changing a little bit, but that has happened in the past, it's all about, it was about pain points. It was about blocks. It was not about, being in your, the highest form that you can be, but it was all about like, you need to get rid of this. You need this in order to get rid of this. You need my program. You need my coaching. You need, X, Y, Z to get to where we are. And right now I feel like we need money to get where everybody else is. This is the thing we now are being told that we need.
And it's also this, I mean, even if you look at corporations, right, it's always like more is better. And nothing is ever enough. And it creates a lot of stress of like, okay, how can I get to the next income level? How can I get even higher? How can I even make more? And what it does, it creates this hierarchy, right? It's like, okay, it's only better if I have more than others and stuff. And then I also noticed that there is this conversation sometimes where people say, like, well, everybody can be a millionaire, right? And I started to think about that a little bit more, and I don't know. Because it's also, like you say, you have been in countries where people have to think about how they have enough food to eat and to survive, right? And I think it's about more also reallocating what we have and realizing that at some point it's enough. I think there's a lot of greed happening for a lot of people where, okay, it's more and more and more, and now I can buy this. And I think it gets addictive in some way, right? When we can just more and more and more. And maybe we don't need all these things. And this is not to say that luxury is not something we should avoid or anything like this. I think some is good, but I do think there's a lot that we may be inclined to spend money on when we have access to too much that is not actually beneficial for the greater good. Because oftentimes, I mean, if you think about where the money flows, right? When I purchase something, but it's actually buying from a company that is doing things that are not good for the environment, or they're really underpaying people and taking advantage of people. Yeah, you have this fancy thing, but if you look at the whole chain, it's not. So I think we have to look more Okay, when I think my point is like there's a lot of responsibility that comes when we have access to a lot of money.
Exactly. And I totally agree. Because also when you look at, because I just got back from Dubai, right? And you live in Florida. We just talked about this real quick before this. It's superficial. And what I realize is a lot of companies now they are offering VIP options. They're offering upgrades. Like with more money, you get more things. And it's always this, like in when you fly, it's like, okay, do you want to fly economy class or do you want to fly business class? You got to pay more. And there's always this thing dangling in front of us, like, oh, there's more, there's more, there's more. And right now, when I came from Dubai to South Africa, I came here and I was like, what's really making me happy is the little things. Like, I love feeling the rain on my skin, as fucking cliche as that sounds. I love seeing green trees. I love eating vegetarian food here, or the food in general in South Africa is so good. And it's like the little things. And when we look at these big things that money can buy us, and I'm also like, we don't have anything against, luxury, what money can buy us, a lot of money. We don't have anything against that. But we need to realize, okay, what actually makes us happy is not the money, it's what we feel about, and mostly it's the little things. It's the connections we have with people. It's the food we eat. It's the things we experience. Maybe we are on the dance floor. Maybe we're in the rain. So many things.
Yeah, I love that. And I also find that the truly successful people, they don't make money the main conversation of everything, right? Like I'm almost allergic to when I see people's main thing is always like, I help you make X amount of money. Because I think we're always just chasing something when we're in that state. You know, instead of like what you were just saying, like let's focus on what truly brings you joy. And I've always found that the more I focus on what brings me really joy, like you think, like you said, the little things, no? The stuff that's right in front of us. Then the money starts to flow automatically. So maybe money just wants us to be happy.
And I think it's important to realize that part about the money conversation. Like, not it being okay with more money you can buy more, you can do this and you can do that, but it's actually no. First, before you want to have all of that and before you want to get the money, realize what you have and realize, and it's also about bringing yourself into the energy, right? If you want to attract money, you like it's more beneficial also for me personally, for you and for me personally. It's both beneficial to be in a good state when we're happy, when we're joyful, when we're doing the things that we love. Beneficial for money. And like you said, it wants us to be happy. So that's the conversation I think that needs to be brought more to the forefront rather than VIP options, upgrade, money, all of that.
Yeah, no, because it does also. Because so in the jinkies, we have the 50th jinky, which is all about in the shadow is hierarchy, you know, where we are like we have people that are up here, people that are low here. And I mean, I think money is the main thing, how we create more of the gap, you know. And I think what's happening right now, at least from what I'm perceiving, you know, obviously I don't know the entire world and all people and their situations, but what I'm feeling is that the gap gets bigger, that the money that have cracked the code or the people that have cracked the code of how to make money online or whatever, they just keep getting richer and richer and richer. And then some other people, it's getting less and less and less. So how can we, and we are you and I, right? We're in the coaching space. So how can we create more of an equilibrium where there is a little bit more balance with everything?
And I think we have the same values, which we also talked about in December, which is instead of buying like a purse for like 20,000 or whatever, you can buy a purse for you can I would first I would spend that money on experiences for myself, but also I can think about spending that money on other people, like helping them get education, helping them get educating in how to make money and how to be, how to create generational wealth. All of that, and how to maybe get out of the system, do their own thing, or even just I have had friends that live in countries and they have never seen the beach, and like I still I want to make it happen for some people to like go to the beach, something simple as that brings you so much joy. And I feel like that's a thing we can create when we have a lot of money, just create joy in other people, which is for the higher good.
Now I want to ask you another question because sometimes I think we judge ourselves, right? So when I first got into the coaching space, I was like, well, the people that are making a lot of money are the ones that are teaching other people how to make a lot of money because that's what everybody's after. And I was like, well, maybe that's my limiting belief or whatever, but I still see this. You know, the people that really at least claim to make a lot of money, they give people the idea that they're going to show them how to make a lot of money. And that's kind of somehow wrong, no? If for me, like I have to say, I would feel out of integrity. And I'm at a point right now, actually, in my business. And, you know, I talk a lot about money. I have a conscious money membership and all these things. And I'm starting actually now to get to this point where I'm like, I have a responsibility to help people also with making money, but big but, not this way. You know, I want to provide options. Hey, this has been working. These are some, so people have options of how to create income and how to create money and even feel worthy to get paid, right? Because there's also so many people on the other extreme that just want to do everything for free. And I sometimes notice I hold myself back because I don't want to be like that. You know, but I also have, money brings me a lot of joy. And also, I don't want to see other people. And I think there's so many people that have the most amazing gifts out there, but they are still suffering financially a lot. And for me, it's about I want to really provide a big variety of things and affordable. I'm all about affordable, and I won't stop. I thought always this is my limiting beliefs, but I have come to the point like, no, it's not. Some of the most amazing programs that I've taken, they were not the high tickets. Actually, most of them. The high tickets were usually, oh my God, I need to make my investment back. I have a lot of pressure because I put it on a credit card. And darn, well, after 8 weeks or so, well, this was not because I put my expectation on the outside. It was like they have the answer. It didn't come from a place of like, I don't need it, but I want it, right? It was like, in a way, a codependency. So I had to learn my lesson.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's different types of people out there. I think there is the people out there, you know, who are like teaching people how to make money so that they can money. But then there's the people out there who are actually, and I've been seeing this now because I've been looking for those people. I'm looking for the people who are making a lot of money, but who are talking about joy simultaneously and who are actually offering like a wide range of products and not just something that is outrageously priced. And myself too. Like I have high ticket, I have low ticket, I have very low ticket, and I think it's all about the balance and what brings you joy. And even the PhD research, I'm doing that completely for free because it's just like a passion project. And I think we can have different focuses, right? We can have different passion projects that we can do for free, but then we need to make sure we make the money with something else that we love. And then we can also do high ticket things with something else that we love and that we don't hurt the people that invest into the high ticket. Like, I also think that's because I saw that a lot in the coaching industry back in the day and still see it. Like you said, you touched on it earlier. Like, you have to invest high ticket in order to, you know, go high, in order to make these crazy amounts of money. You have to invest high ticket. And if you don't, it's your limiting belief that you cannot make it back. And if you cannot make it back, then, you know, there's something wrong with you or whatever, then you need me even more. So I'm really trying to focus to find people that have a range of products, but at the same time who share my values. And I think it's important if we're in the coaching industry, both of us, if we work with people like that and if we provide our services like that, then it's important to offer that wide range.
No, I love that because one thing that I also realized, and I for a long time I held back to even talk about it because I was like, well, it's probably just because I'm pissed I feel this way. So, but there are so many people that have come in my world that I have to talk about it because I'm not the only one feeling like this. So here's the, again, like a little story. So when I invested in like a high ticket, where I put all my expectations, and I bought into this heavy marketing with the pain points, and then the thing that I bought into is exactly what they're teaching you. That's exactly like create a webinar and do it this way, and this is how you have to do the sales call, all this stuff, right? So then I realized, so there are these people that have tons of money, right? They have this 10 bedroom house. That money is on thousands of people's credit cards bills that they cannot even pay. So I started to realize that because that was me. I mean, I was like, I'm not the only one that's there, right? That heavily overinvested and almost brought me to the point of like, I don't know if I can do a business like this until I really had to like, I have to do it my way. I have to stop listening to this. I have to stop putting these people on a pedestal. It took a lot for me. And I would actually love to hear from the listeners, wherever you listen to this, and share with us, like, are you one of those people, right, that overinvested and you still have this on the credit card and you pay the bills? And there are some other people that, you know, think they're really rich, but on a grander scheme, if you look at it collectively, it's actually not creating wealth in any way or form.
No, it's not.
Right?
And yeah, and that's the thing. I think we have to work with our self-trust, to look for the right people, for the right mentors that we actually want to
Yeah.
be like, or that we want to take something from, rather than I also fell for these schemes with like pain point marketing. And I had one person, oh my God, I was in this high level mastermind, right? I paid a lot of money for it. And this person literally, like, she got angry at me when I wasn't able to pay one of the rates. She got so angry and she got so triggered, and she
Wow.
was so it made me cry. Like, I cried, and it was just, I was just like, I've tried. It's not that I haven't tried, but sometimes I feel like that's it doesn't work. And that's why also another thing is for me, when somebody says, hey, I need to opt out of your program, or I cannot make the 3 months or 4 months one-on-one or whatever because of financial reasons, I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'm not gonna make you put it on a credit card or whatever. I'm not gonna do that because I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that to anyone else.
Yeah, it's so important, I think, that we talk about this, because I honestly think there's thousands of people out there that have been holding back to talk about it, because there is this fear to be judged that, oh, it's your limiting beliefs, you don't have an abundant mindset and all these things, right? And it's also what you just said with these payment plans, right? Where if you get into this, like, oh, because I am not expansive enough, I haven't worked on my limiting beliefs, and but it can be, maybe it wasn't the aligned thing, maybe the way you entered into it, and that's what I have been learning with human design, especially when we sign up for something from this hyped up, excited place, right? You're probably amplifying somebody's emotions anyways, and then it's a 12-month commitment where you have to pay $2,000 every month or something like this. That puts a lot of pressure on people. And look, this is not to say, like, you also, I offer a high ticket as well. You offer a high ticket, but that's for very few people. That is not for everybody. And I don't want to have somebody where it's going to put you in a situation where you don't know how to eat, or like, I really want to make sure that this is aligned for both of us, you know? And if money-wise it's not going to work, then it's not meant to be. And that's totally okay, because I also have low-cost offers, go do them first and show up. And if later on the high ticket is for you, that's absolutely fine.
Exactly. And like you said, there is low cost offers that are literally banging. They're so good that you wouldn't even expect it. Like, I've been in also in low cost offers, but I'm like, what the fuck? This is better than any high ticket thing I've ever been to. And
Yeah.
it's like, I think it really is about, and I'm an emotional authority. So for me, it's like, I sleep on it now. Nowadays, I sleep on it, and I'm not just deciding from a space of excitement, like you said, but also from a space of how about if I don't feel good, how would I decide? What about if I feel really good, how would I decide? And then, and also I'm a three line, so I had to do a lot of trial and error when it comes to these things. So yeah, it's all about trusting ourselves and really not going for the money. That's also what I found. And tell me if you found the same, like not going for the money because of the money reason, like not because, oh, I want to make money, but rather for like, how can I amplify my gift? How can I share my gifts more to more people? Or how can I really be of service? How can I be of service to as many people as I can? And then the money is just a byproduct. So going from that place instead of going from like, oh, I want to do this, I want to make this, I want to make these amounts of money. That's always there, right? You always want to make more. That's totally fine. But couple that with the service that you want to provide.
I have found myself to any time where I do something to make money, it doesn't work. And I have experimented with it plenty by now that I was like, I'm just not gonna do it anymore. And even, I have an open solar plexus, even me, because I can amplify other people's excitement so much. Plus, being a money gen, we have to envision. So if it's a bigger investment, right, it's always good to like, let me really feel into this person. And also I have learned that, I mean, a 1 year commitment, that's a tough one, especially for money gens, because after two, 3 months, and I had it one time. I did have it. I invested, I think 3 years ago. It was a 1 year commitment, and after 2 or 3 months, I was like, this is not for me. The person that was the coach was, it was not aligned for me at all. And I had made this commitment, and I sent her a message. I was like, this is not for me. I feel so much money pressure right now, and this is almost, I really felt like it's working against me. I was worse off than I was when I started working with her. And I mean, she gave some time, and she let me get out of the agreement. But I'm glad I did it, because it felt so off. And I think she also learned from this that there are more people like me, right? Where it's like, it's not for everybody. And this is even my low cost membership is $22 a month. There is no long term commitment whatsoever. You stay as long as you stay. That's totally fine. And there are people that don't do anything with it. They just stay a month. There are people that stay a year and they show up consistently. And it's like what they get out of it's from like a high ticket. Because what I also have learned, obviously from my own experience, is that the biggest investment we all make is not the money. It's your time. It's like your energy. Because I have actually noticed for myself when I do really high ticket investments, because I pay so much, I guess I have this like expectations they're gonna do it for me or something like that, or there's this magic pill because I'm paying so much, and it ends in this utter disappointment. Whereas there's something where I really join from alignment and my sacral response, and it's not to make the money. It's literally like, ooh, I just want to do it. Maybe it's like learning how to dance or something for the joy of it. Or sometimes learn a couple of new tools that you have to do in business, But if I'm not going to show up, I'm not going to get, I have to put in the work. I have to do it. And no money in the world
Exactly.
I'm going to pay is going to do it for me, right?
Exactly. That's another thing. Like you have to be the one showing up. You have to be the one doing all the work at the end of the day. You can and you can get advice from that person, but it may not work for you because you're a completely different person with completely different experiences. So it's not even guaranteed that, their advice is going to help you at the end of the day.
And I mean, that is the biggest joke of all, right? That people, I'm gonna tell you exactly. And I even recently I started to follow somebody that was very aligned with my values, but then they hit like really big numbers on Instagram and revenue and everything. And then they started right away to teach, I'm gonna teach you exactly how I did it. I'm gonna teach you exactly how I crossed the 10K followers. I was like, why? That's again totally missing the point. Or even like sometimes when there's another coach that I work with and they're like, well, when you work with me, you did this and this and this. And it's like, yeah, but it's not because of you. It's because of like nobody owns that. Right. That's why I'm very like humble with testimonials. And I like it. That's how I do it. I don't care what people are gonna say. And I'm honestly like, I don't take testimonials serious. When I see them, it's like, yeah, they got paid for it, or they got an incentive to do the testimonial. They were told what to say. Like, I literally, I don't read these testimonials. I skip over them. Am I the only one?
Interesting. I haven't heard that perspective yet. Interesting, but it's true. Very interesting. Okay.
I'm literally,
I usually read them. I totally hear what you're saying. It makes total sense.
but it puts my nervous system in this like, oh my God, they have to, because the testimonials are always like the big wins. And I know people say, well, show what's possible for people. I get that. But I have to be honest, what it does to me is the opposite. I disconnect from myself. I'm more on the other person, and I feel less than, or like, well, yeah, but I'm not them, or it doesn't,
Or what if it doesn't happen for me?
and I make more, I'm more inclined to make a decision from my head
Yeah,
than
very
actually,
true.
because if I follow my human design authority, I don't need testimonials for that to influence me, right? So yeah, I may have a really different take, and I don't collect enough testimonials sometimes, but that's my take on it, and I think that's a good one at least.
I like that. It's actually really good. I really like that.
Yeah, so I think what I want to get to is some, so especially people, I mean a lot of people that are in my audience, they're starting their business, or they're still working in corporate, they are thinking about launching a business, they're kind of in their early stages. Other ones, they are more already advanced, and then we do more the high level work, right? But what would be some advice that you would give people that are kind of early on in their entrepreneurial stages?
The most important thing is to trust yourself over anyone else, because I've made that mistake a lot. And whenever I make this mistake, it's like it had to do with money. Like, when I went for the money, it was like, okay, don't trust myself anymore. I trust the other person because they have made the money, and I don't trust myself anymore. So the most important thing is to trust yourself, like you said, working with your human design authority, or with other tools that you have that really, really make you trust yourself, working with your intuition. And wait on a decision. Don't make a decision out of like, oh my God, I'm so excited, or I read this testimonial, or this person is this and I want this, or whatever. Just really take your time and also really examine the people that you want to work with. Like, look at them and be like, hey, are my values aligned with them? Do they show this luxury lifestyle? Do I enjoy this? Yes. But at the end of the day, am I the person who's gonna buy a $20,000 bag? Nope. Or like whatever else it is, but or am I the person who likes this person who actually travels around the world, who has lots of experiences and who invests her money in experiences? So really, really, really examine the mentors that you are thinking about working with, and then take the time and then trust yourself and do what works for you.
Yeah, I love that, because I have also come to the place, when we apply for jobs, right? It's like you go to an interview and you apply, and it was always like, oh, I hope they're gonna like me, they want me. But I started to realize it's more about, do they qualify to even hire you? To kind of flip the coin a little bit, like, do you want to work? Because maybe you don't even like the company, like, because we have this dependency there. And I think that's also with coaching, like, do you want to give your precious time and energy into something like this? And I also want to say, I think it's extremely important, especially when you make long-term commitments, right? Especially, I guess, for many gens in particular, but because we have this envisioning phase, and you jump too quickly into it, you may envision it, and then after 2 months, you are like, not so much, really. So don't be shy to ask, because when you can say, like, hey, I need to try this out for a couple of months, and if they don't have the option, then maybe that's not for you. But I feel like a trial period or something like that, they have it too, right? For gyms and stuff like that. I mean, almost everywhere, like, when you sign up for things, there's a trial kind of thing. So I think then ask for it. And if there's not an option, then probably something else is for you. But anytime where there is this like putting people on a pedestal, that has never worked for me, because I feel like less than, or they're like the guru that knows everything and they have made it, and I'm this little Annalena here, and I'm dependent on them for my success. So obviously that's something I had to learn about myself. It's not that they put themselves, I put them on a pedestal, right? But when I am with a coach or a guide or a mentor where I feel like we are on the same page or like on the same worthiness level, because we are, right? And no matter how much money somebody has made or not, but we are here genuinely interested to support each other. We can actually learn from each other. And I have also noticed whenever I'm the coach and the guide, oh my God, I learn so much from everybody. It's so beautiful, right? Isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. I totally agree. And everyone has their own, their own unique gifts, and they share it in their own unique way. And this is also something like you are unique, you share things in a unique way, and the people who are meant to come to you, they will come to you.
I even felt a couple of times I should have gotten paid for joining other program because I got brought so much value into it. So where do you see the coaching industry heading towards, or what changes do you think are gonna or need to happen?
I think I've seen actually, I have to say, I've seen a lot of beautiful changes because it's been more women in the coaching space. And whenever women lead who are embodied in their feminine and who are really living that life of, I am the creator, I'm so creative, I'm an artist, I love that, right? This is creation, this is like artistry. This you create from your heart, from your soul, from your mind, body, spirit, from everywhere. You create as a woman. I think that's the beauty that is happening in the coaching industry. It's the women who do not take the most advice from the men, because we've seen in the last 2,000 years what has happened when men are in power. The world is fucked. And there is wars, and there's literally a video on TikTok that I saw. It was all about like this guy had talked about, if women would go to war, and every woman commented, oh no, I'm on my period, or oh no, why would I do that? Like, that's such bullshit.
We're not even thinking about that anyways, yeah.
So that's the beauty that I see with a lot of women, and they're not using the pain point marketing anymore. They're using the empowered marketing when you're like, okay, this is actually what you can do, who you can be, like, or this is who you are already, like, this is the beauty that I'm seeing. Obviously, there's the pitfall of that with the money, if everyone just is chasing the money. But I'm a person that believes in the good and in the positive, so I'm going to stick with that side. That is really about the divine feminine embodiment and the creation and the fun and the joy that is being brought through by people.
And you know what also came to me as you were speaking? It's 11:11 here right now, so it's magical time. That when it comes to the coaching space, industry, however you want to call it, to change, it's not about we have to fix it or we have to tell these people to stop it. That's not what it's about. Or I can complain all I want. That's going to create more resistance and we're going to have more of it. The beautiful thing is, just like we learned in economics and university, it's supply and demand. So if you stop demanding those things, they're going to disappear eventually anyways. It's you have the choice, you have the power to influence what's being offered in the market. So we're going to start with me. So I learned my lesson. I'm no longer investing in high tickets unless it's really aligned, but never from a place of scarcity again, or thinking they have the one solution. I may come at some point in my business to a place where I'm going to invest in high ticket again, absolutely, but probably going to be from a totally different place, not where I'm just getting started and I just have a credit card, and my business success depends on it if I'm going to make it back. So that's the beautiful thing why I also love human design so much, because when you learn, going back to trusting yourself and what's really good, you can have tremendous success in business with low ticket things, but it's about the consistency. It's about you showing up and doing it. Surround yourself with people that believe in you. Surround yourself with knowledge and wisdom that can help you. And the more you open yourself up to it, it will be there. We are all here to respond to life. It's all there. It's just a, I do think that's in a way a mindset shift where if you believe I can be freaking successful with investing in low ticket things, I believe that. If you believe I can only be successful if I invest in high ticket, then that's probably going to manifest, right? So, and now I would actually ask you because you're the master hypnotist. So tell us a little bit about your work. Like, how, what are some common beliefs we have, and how does your work help people shift those beliefs?
So a lot of people, like literally every single problem that people came to me with, whether that is a porn addiction, whether that is procrastination, whether that is, eating disorder or anxiety or depression, it all comes back to self-worth and self-trust. So every single thing, like all of my clients have this issue of, I'm not going to call it issue, just this thing of like, oh, I'm not worthy enough, or I don't feel good enough, or whatever. And with hypnosis, you're building self-trust in people because every single time you connect with yourself, you connect with what's inside of you, you connect with your heart, your soul, your spirit. The more you do that, the more you can build the self-trust, and the less you're going to put people on pedestals, the less you're going to think about the money as the first thing, and the more you're actually coming into this creative space. Hey, I want to create, I want to have fun, and I want to show people that. And then the money is the byproduct. So this is the beauty of what hypnosis does. It really creates a deep, deep self-trust. And obviously, it's not done with me doing that for 3 months with you. You need to do that after that without me. And this is what I love teaching people too. Like with this hypnosis that I do, I teach people how to continue this work by themselves if they want to, or if they want to have me by their side, cool, then definitely have me by your side. But you also will know how to do that in any situation, at any point in time.
This I love as well, because this is another thing. We have this so much in the self-development world where we create codependency, where there's like, well, you have to keep working with me to be successful. But like you just said, you give them the tools so they can do it themselves. And I think that's the most empowered state where we have, like, yeah, my most powerful business tool is me. And it's actually me trusting myself, and everything that you said, I could so relate to, because I was there in the beginning so much where, yeah, it was my, I didn't feel worthy. I felt like I don't have what it takes. It's all outside of me. And the more I have been on this journey of human design, doing the energetic work, and I've also done a little bit of hypnosis, RTT. So yeah. It all goes to the more I trust myself, the less I listen to other people, the more successful I am, which is kind of hilarious because I thought it's the other way around in the beginning. And obviously now it's not like, because we can always fall into extremes, right? Like, I don't want to listen to anybody, because it's still very inspiring, right? To have a conversation, to hear other people's takes on things, but I'm much more discerning with who I dedicate my ears to, who I dedicate my time and my energy to. And I have really found that less is really more.
Yeah, less is more. And it also comes into you, like everything that you listen to comes into you, and you'll give it back to your audience, your clients, to your friends, or whatever. So, really listening to yourself is the number one thing.
Yeah, sounds so easy. Yes, it's not. That's why
I
we keep saying it over, and I
know.
think
Consistent
probably
practice,
on every
right?
podcast episode, that's kind of the main message I have for people, just
Yeah.
kind of put in a different context. And
Yeah.
it takes time, you know. Sometimes we have to hear it from 25 people until it finally clicks and we're like, okay, I got this and I'm gonna do this. And we have to remind ourselves, because being humans, we always forget our magic. We forget how amazing we are, and we need to have that reminder. So I love this conversation. You guys know,
Me
right?
too.
Can talk about money. Well, the good thing is I also got invited to your podcast, so we're gonna continue
Yes.
the money conversation. Gonna go into Gene Keys as well a little bit deeper. So to be continued. And Jennifer, I always ask people towards the end, Like, what's one nugget of wisdom that you want to leave the listeners with?
That's so funny because usually I say that with the self-trust, right? And
Yeah, now
with the
you have
more
to
you
come up with a
time
new
you spend
one.
with yourself, so now I have to have to get a new one. So I want to say, have fun with the process. Have fun in the process. Have joy. Find joy in the process. Do not put the money or the mentor or whatever on the pedestal, but really enjoy the process. Enjoy the little things, and have fun and focus on what brings you fun, what brings you joy, what brings you, what makes you feel alive.
Yeah, and I think we can learn from the children so much. And this is from a three line, right? She knows.
Oh God, how do you know?
It's about the fun and the joy. So just like what we're doing here right now, this is fun. This brings us joy without any kind of agenda. We didn't do it to make money. So we're just doing it because we love talking about it. And I truly believe in my heart. What we talked about today can change so many people's lives. It has the potential to shift the trajectory also of the self-development space, what we do in the coaching space. And it's about awareness, right? And one thing I want to just emphasize one more time, this is not about pointing fingers or saying that some people are doing it wrong. This is what we observe and create this awareness for us to realize that we have the power to change it. Nobody outside of you has to change. You make decisions for yourself. That's the power you have. And the more people do that, our outside is going to shift automatically. So that's the beautiful thing. And thank you, Jennifer, for being here. It was a true pleasure to have this juicy money conversation with you.
Thank you so much for having me. I had so much fun. Enjoyed
Awesome. Yeah,
the
exactly. That's what we did. Enjoy the process. Have fun. And you listeners, thank you as always for your loyalty, for tuning in and listening. And obviously, would love to hear what is one nugget of wisdom that you took away from this episode. And please share if you feel like there's some people that could benefit from what we talked about today. And as always, I'm super excited to be with you all on the next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, then please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes. And if you also know someone that you know in your heart could benefit from listening to this podcast, then I invite you to please share and help me reach more conscious leaders so we together can create global impact. I truly appreciate you and see you next time.